looking for something cool to do this week, this Thursday, that's tomorrow, in case you've kind of lost your bearings and wondering where we are in the week, well, I just might see you at the gallery, at the studios in the Lifestyle Center Bolito, because, well, there's a new exhibition kicking off tomorrow, and of course it's tying in with the fantastic first Thursday's celebration. It's returning for February for the 2026, and hey, to find out exactly what is cooking, what you can expect on the art front at the gallery, I have a lady who is more familiar with it than anyone else, I think, right now. And Sarah O'Reilly, as the curator, as the lady who pulls things together in that amazing creative showcasing space, she's on the radio with me right now. Sarah, lovely to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you. You're lovely to be back here with you.
Happy Wednesday.
And thank you, and you too.
I know. I've already seen, I was at the coffee lab yesterday having a coffee and looking through the glass and seeing lots of activity in the gallery space.
Yeah.
Almost time to open the doors to the public for tomorrow's brand spanking new exhibition. What is the title? What is the theme? What's the vibe?
So the exhibition this month, and to hit off with 2026, we have Dematerialize.
Dematerialize.
D/materialize. Yes.
I see that's how it's spelled.
So, yeah, kind of a play on dematerialize/materialize. So was kind of inspired by the idea of, and I think especially after festive season where there's a lot of excess, you know, idea of like breaking down, rebuilding, shifting, I guess in some ways reassessing, like just this gentle shift of thinking, reminding ourselves what we value. Looking at the material, immaterial, meaning, medium, you know, all these very sort of ethereal ideas.
But it's very interesting to me that there is a kind of lean towards a showcase of, I guess, a corner of the art world that doesn't always pop into one's mind when you think of a gallery. Maybe you often think of paintings, drawings, etchings, things. But there's a very strong focus in this particular showcase on textiles, right? On fibers and fabrics.
Yes. So we are really excited. We've got the National Fiberworks Group exhibiting with us. So this will be their national exhibition for the year, which will go on to exhibit at other spaces as well.
Holy moly. So this is a big deal.
Yes. And it's an incredible group, which I think a lot of, you know, sort of a lot of people aren't actually aware of. You know, fiber and textile for a long time was kind of seen more as a craft or a hobby, and it's lived in our homes and kind of in the back corners kind of in that sort of way. But it's really, you know, this group of artists has taken it into a whole new space, into a contemporary interpretation where it's more than just about the craftsmanship and the creativity, but it's about meaning as well.
And as you say, this is the National Fiberworks Group.
Yes.
So are we drawing on artists from across the country?
Yes. So comprises of approximately 50 artists in the group. Not all of those artists have submitted work for the exhibition, but we have about, I think it's between 25 and 30 of them that have submitted pieces for this exhibition.
Sure.
And it's really exciting. It's some very different stuff, and I think people might be quite challenged when they come and in looking at it, but
I'm up for a challenge.
Yeah.
I like to be challenged by my art. And this is not just a sort of isolated event. You were just chatting off air and talking about how kind of globally there's been this new appreciation of textile art and fiber and fabric in the sort of contemporary art world.
Yes.
So this is right up there.
100%. So, we saw it a lot. Even I was lucky enough to visit the Cape Town Art Fair last year, and there was a massive resurgence. And just looking across, you know, contemporary art world, you know, both in South Africa and further afield, there's just a beautiful focus on fiber and textile art that we're seeing. And I think, you know, it's such a natural connecting element for all of us. You know, we all have these like textures and textiles and fabrics that we can't like exposed to in our homes all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful way of bringing that something that's so historically ingrained in us into the fore, you know?
I'm really intrigued, and I can't wait to browse the latest exhibition, Dematerialize. And if you are clearing your calendar, this is opening tomorrow, but it's on for the whole month. Am I right?
2 months. Open until the 23rd of March. But yes, tomorrow night we have our first Thursday's event, which will be the official opening, and we will be having a wearable art fashion show.
Ooh, that's cool.
As well, yes. So don't miss out. That'll be probably kicking off about 6:15. So you want to get there before that to get your spot. And yeah, it's going to be an amazing evening.
So it's really going to be a feast for the senses then. First Thursdays, returning to the studios tomorrow, the 5th of Feb. The vibe is turned all the way up. And if you've never been to our First Thursdays event at the studios at the Lifestyle Center, well, you can expect after-hours shopping, live sounds by Quiet Storm, special promos, and plenty of reasons to linger a little longer, and not least of which being the opening of this new exhibition, Dematerialize, at the gallery. You can also sip and sample at the bubbly tasting station set up by Tops at Lifestyle, and drink specials flowing at Alchemy. Comfort food cravings covered with pizza from Tiger's Milk Bolito, bold Thai flavors from Soy 55 Thai Eatery, spicy favorites from the Curry Bar, and cake slices from Chateau Gâteau with Wedgwood Nougat tastings. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to go soak up the vibe?
Doesn't get better.
Soak up the vibe. Connect with your tribe tomorrow at the studios just opposite Valence in the Lifestyle Center, Bolito. And make sure that you get there ahead of the exciting wearable fashion show as well. So about 6 o'clock it's kicking off, 6:15.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And I'm really, really excited for this one to blow people's minds, expand perceptions of what art is and how textiles can fit into that space. And to be having more conversations around art and creativity and what's trending with you, Sarah. And
Thank you.
Full marks to you for bringing another brilliant creative offering to the Lifestyle Center and to Bolito.
Thank you so much.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And I'll see you tomorrow for a fantastic gallery opening. First Thursday.